Hello and welcome to St Swithin's Worship for the fifth Sunday of Easter. Today worship is led by Juliet and Richard, and the Reverend Francis will be preaching for us today. The sermon will be particularly focused on our reading, which is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Francis will be helping us in this service to make sense of this passage, which speaks of our Father's home and what it means for us to live knowing that God loves us. We'll also be marking some big anniversaries on this bank holiday weekend, as we are celebrating the 75th anniversary of VE Day, which is a time to give thanks for peace and liberation. And as well, in a couple of days, it is also the 200th anniversary of Florence Nightingale's birth, so a very apt time to pray for nurses and all healthcare professionals around the world as we await expectantly for our own liberation from COVID-19. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Sharing stories, sharing food. This is our life. Sharing wisdom, sharing hope.
This is our truth.
Sharing laughter, sharing pain.
This is our way.
We are living stones. We are the household of God. We are travelling the way of justice.
We are exploring the way of truth.
We are living the life of discoverers.
We are journeying home to God. Our prayers of penitence. Loving God, we find a home in you. We find a family in you. We find a place to belong. We find a space to be known, to love and be loved. We are sorry that in times of distance we too easily forget this gift and all that it brings. We have forgotten our place and doubted your love. Remind us and all who feel neglected by you that we can find life in abundance in you. Lord, in your mercy.
Lord, in your mercy.
We are sorry that in these difficult and stressful times, all too often we have forgotten who we are, and we have failed to care for ourselves. Remind us that our home is with you, and that we are infinitely valuable. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
We are sorry that in our times of isolation we can forget our connectedness, and instead feel our division instead of our unity. Remind us and all who exclude, oppress and condemn others that we are to bring justice and peace to our world. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. And because we have said sorry to God, we know that God forgives us. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by the Spirit, and raise us to new life in the risen Christ. Amen. And knowing that we are forgiven, we can praise God. Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to all people on earth.
Find a way to rejoice, knowing that God loves us. Today, as we remember the liberated mood of the nation on VE Day 75 years ago, we will be listening and dancing to a burst of In the Mood. Are you ready for this, Richard?
Certainly am.
Thank you. goodness, Richard, they were some moves. Let us pray. Risen Christ, your wounds declare your love for the world and the wonder of your risen life. Give us compassion and courage to risk ourselves for those we serve, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him, and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Set your troubled hearts at rest, Jesus tells his disciples. Trust in God. Trust also in me. There are many dwelling places in my Father's house. I am going to prepare a place for you. This reading is much used at funerals, with its reassurance that in the midst of grief, when nothing seems to make sense and our familiar world has been turned upside down, the presence of God is unchanging, his love steadfast and care for us eternal. My Father's house, particularly in the context of a funeral, is usually seen as a description of the afterlife and heaven. The Gospels, though, make constant reference to the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven being near and real in the present, if only we have eyes to see and ears to hear. Jesus' ministry has an urgency about it, seeking encounter with God in that many-room mansion is to be looked for in this world now. Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you, we are told in Matthew's Gospel. References to houses and knocking on doors can hardly be lost on us at present. Our reading resonates with the longing that the ideal of home brings, that desire for a place where we can be truly ourselves, where we belong and flourish and can love and be loved. The contrast with the circumstances we find ourselves in during the current lockdown could hardly be greater. For those who live with domestic abuse, home at present is likely to be hell, not heaven on earth. For many of us, home, far from being a place of peace and spiritual centering, is now experienced as a place of restriction and confinement, a reminder of our curtailed liberty and powerlessness, perhaps with the additional burden of financial anxiety or enforced separation from those who we love most. Candidates being ordained are asked to commit to proclaim the faith of the Church afresh in each generation. Different circumstances and times call for new ways of seeking to make known the eternal truth of the disclosure of God's love for the world in the person of Jesus. What might that mean for us in the uncharted, largely unforeseen circumstances that we find ourselves in? How can we sense God with us and witness to our faith amidst the tragedy of so many lives lost and the particular challenges lockdown confronts each of us with? How might our gospel reading help us here? There are many dwelling places in my Father's house, or in the poetic language of the King James Bible, in my Father's house are many mansions. Some of us may be finding this a time of spiritual consolation, of sensing God's presence more deeply through this desert experience. In contrast, a lot of us perhaps feel abandoned, alone and desolate, or angry and frustrated, or anxious and depressed. Others are grieving, mourning the loss of loved ones. Such emotions, or some of them, are often compounded by guilt. We should have more faith, be more loving to others, and not allow despair to erode hope. Especially as Christians, we ought not to be in such poor spiritual repair. Trying to follow Christ, though, does not mean surrendering our individuality, our quirks, our distinctiveness, and yes, our faults, for those are the very things that mark us out as uniquely ourselves. Jesus tells his hearers that, "I have come to bring life, life in abundance." We are not being asked to diminish our individuality. The way to God will mean something different for every single person. No individual's path can or should be replicated because we each face our own difficulties and bring different gifts. You have searched me out and known me. You keep a close guard behind me and before me and place your hand before me. The poetry of Psalm 139 speaks more powerfully than plain prose of the God who knows each of us through and through and who rejoices in that perfect understanding. Genesis points to a God who saw that his creation was very good. And it is a world full of difference in all its forms, in the appearance of the natural world, the abundance of life forms within the animal kingdom, and diversity among humans. Following Christ is about becoming more myself in the path that God leads me on, in my own unique circumstances. All these forge my response to the eternal disclosure of love. All God wants from me is me. And so with our gifts and imperfections, which tend to be brought more sharply into focus at a time like this, can we accept that we are loved, however greatly we fail to love God and neighbour? We aren't required to attain a special standard of holiness. Authentic, self-emptying love longs only to be known by the one loved, that we might be consoled. Our uniqueness presents us with our own difficulties in the lockdown. Some too may find consolation through this time. We see in the Gospels that Jesus knew what each individual needed who came to him for healing or consolation, and he gave each uniquely what would mend and heal. Think of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, who climbed a tree to see Jesus better, of the woman who washed his feet with her tears, the woman who had endured hemorrhages for many years, all in different ways, bestowed with the same unconditional acceptance and love. Think of the disciples Peter and Thomas, one of whom betrayed his master, the other needing proof that Jesus had risen from the dead. "Feed my sheep." Jesus entrusts Peter with the founding of the church. Thomas is shown the physical evidence that allows him to declare first among the disciples, "My Lord and my God." Love is fully expended on each. "I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus tells Thomas in our gospel reading. And so this passage has frequently been, and still is, used as proof that only Christians can be saved. But it isn't enough to be a good person without the correct beliefs. But the context of the setting is surely crucial. The disciples weren't asking an abstract question about the truth of Christianity compared with other faiths, but rather about how to navigate their lives in the absence of their master, an absence whose reality they could neither accept nor comprehend. I am the way, Jesus tells them. Root yourselves in me. Live in the context of all I have taught you. Love one another. Be merciful. Forgive others. Trust in God. Return evil with good. Do not be anxious. Centuries before the formulation of doctrines and the discovery of heresies, the earliest Christians were simply known as followers of the way, seeking to imitate Christ and make known the reality of God's love so that the kingdom of heaven might break through. Wherever love is, God is, the first letter of John states simply. Such love is entirely offered for the flourishing of another. There is no self-interest or underlying agenda, only the true well-being of the other. And it is given freely with no requirement of reciprocation or recognition. We too are trying to navigate ourselves at a time of turmoil of mind, body and spirit that seems to leave nothing untouched. Thomas's words to Jesus resonate with our own circumstances. Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? How are we to discern whether our thoughts and actions at this time bring us closer to the kingdom of God? The fruit of the Spirit, Paul's letter to the Galatians tells us, are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What of ourselves? What particular gifts can we offer in this time of great hardship to bring the kingdom of God closer and make better known the infinite love of God? Amen.
Thank you, Francis. That was a very important message for us all at this time. As we remember that we make our home with God in God's love, we also know that together we are God's family. And so let us profess our faith together.
We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray that we may walk in your way, rejoice in your truth, and be kept forever in the life which you give, which is eternal. Loving God, your way is the path of peace. At this time we remember the peace of our nation. We pray for all those who are living in places of conflict, those who do not have safe homes, and those places and people most affected by coronavirus. We pray especially for our world leaders and those who make decisions that affect the life of our planet. We pray that those in authority and those with influence will have peaceful and loving hearts. In a moment of quiet, we remember the places which need our prayers and our generosity. God of peace, guide us in the path of life. Loving God, your way is the path of truth. We thank you for the church and that together we are the family of Christ. As you call us to follow you, may we learn to love ourselves and our uniqueness more fully so that we can reveal your truth and lead others to the fullness of life. We especially remember our St. Swithin's church family and hold in our hearts those who particularly need our prayers and our generosity. God of peace, Guide us in the path of life. Loving God, your way is the path of justice. We give thanks that you are present with us in our homes and our community. As we remember Florence Nightingale and her 200th anniversary, we especially pray for all nurses and all who work in healthcare. As we remember VE Day, we also remember all those who are working hard to bring peace to our nation, key workers and volunteers who battle on despite the many challenges they face. In a moment of quiet, we remember any people who need our prayers and our generosity. God of peace, guide us in the path of life. Loving God, your way is the path of compassion. We pray for those who are affected by pain and sickness, those who are anxious and depressed, those who are grieving and lost, those who are suffering in isolation. Especially we remember Carmel, Cynthia and family, Ivy, John, Shanette, Susan, Graham and family, Sydney, Edith, Vanda, Lorna, Alfrina, Sean, Ina, Stephen, Evelyn, Lily, Margaret, Tanisha, Deborah, Lauren, Heather, Andrew and Dawson and families, and Karen, Maureen, Paulette, Adrian, Lamar and their family. In a moment of quiet, we remember anyone who needs our prayers and our generosity. God of peace, guide us in the path of life. Loving God, your way is the path of eternal love. You have prepared a place for us and you lead us home. We especially remember all those who have gone before us and are at home in your presence. Peter, Lorraine, Nell, Alfie, Eustace, Vivian, Olive, Blanche and Avril. In a moment of quiet, we remember those we have loved and see no more on earth. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord. And let light perpetual shine upon them. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We remember that our home with you is on earth as it is in heaven. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The peace. As we celebrate the 75th anniversary of VE Day, remembering the dawning of peace after the Second World War in Europe, may we now reflect on the importance of building and sharing peace today in our homes and in our lives. Let's say together, Risen Jesus, we thank you for your greeting. Peace be with you. The shalom of God, deep, lasting peace.
Peace that brings inner calm, that keeps a person steady in the storm, that faces the persecutor without fear, and proclaims the good news with courage and with joy. This is the peace that reconciles sister to brother, black to white, rich and poor, young and old, but not a peace that is quiet in the face of oppression and injustice.
Speaking those words, we're reminded that peace is something that we actively build. What positive and peaceful words or loving actions can you share with someone or a situation today? Spend a moment choosing who you will contact today. Make an intention about what you're going to say or do for that person or group. You could choose a family member, a friend or a neighbour or someone from church. You might like to choose your GP or teachers at your child's school or a care home or those who pass by your house. Have you got an idea who you might choose, Richard?
Well, I have a lot of people that I work for who work in healthcare, and it would be good to find a way to send a peaceful message to them, I think.
That's really good. I think I've got someone who might just need a friendly message to cheer them up, one of our church family. So what kind of ways can we make contact with them? Well, we could use the phone and talk or text if they have smartphones or mobile phones, perhaps emailing or writing a letter or sending a card. Some people who are feeling creative might want to make some bunting and put a message on it or put a sign in your window. Be as ordinary or as creative as you want to be. The aim is to build God's peace on earth, remembering that peace begins at home and that peace is God's home. So now, just in a moment of quietness, write down or set a reminder on your phone to encourage you to act on your intention to build peace today. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another the peace. Peace be with you. The dismissal and blessing. We're now going to play a little excerpt from the UK blessing, and the information about what this is about is in the service booklet. As we've listened to the UK blessing, it's important to remember how together as Christians we can bring peace and love to this world that we live in. And now, as we prepare to leave our worship and embrace the challenges of our lives and our world, let us remember that as God blesses us, we are to be a blessing to others. May God, Creator, bless us with strength to walk the way of justice and peace. May God, Redeemer, bless us with wisdom to speak your truth. May God, Spirit, bless us with love to bring forth new life.
Amen. Amen. We are raised to new life with Christ. Go in peace. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
The notices. We've just heard the choir singing. If anyone would like to join in a virtual St. Swithin's choir for our Pentecost service, do let me know. We're going to be sending out some music and encouraging everyone to join in. Don't let your singing voice put you off. Just join in. We can make some magic with technology. I have a few prayer booklets left if anyone would still like one. There are just a few to go now, so do let me know quickly if that is something you would like to receive. There are some resources for Thy Kingdom Come, which is the 9 days between Ascension Day and Pentecost, when we're encouraged to pray for God's kingdom to come on earth as part of a global prayer movement. These will be emailed and texted out and linked to the website, as well as sent in paper form to those who receive the booklet in that way. Daily Hope offers music, prayers and reflections, as well as full worship services from the Church of England at the end of a telephone line. If you know someone who doesn't have technology and is really struggling with their prayers at the moment, do point them in the direction of that phone number. It is something that's been particularly set up with those unable to join online church services during the period of restrictions. In the absence of food bank collections, Olivia has invited us to donate online. Do consider giving in this way, creating peace and justice on this earth as it is in heaven. The Church of England are setting out rules for how we can get back to our churches safely once restrictions relax. We will keep you informed of any changes, but the priority at the moment is for us all to be safe and to pray together in the most active way. If you know of anyone in any need, do please let me know. We are working hard to make sure that everyone is fed and kept safe and well. And also we have many links to other organisations to enable us to do this. And of course, stay safe and keep others safe. And finally, your favourite point of the whole thing, yay, Richard, is the birthdays. And it's brilliant because we have Zara, who was 10 on the 8th of May, which was VE Day. So great to have all those parties celebrating you, Zara. So we're going to sing Happy Birthday. Do join in with us.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May the Lord bless and keep you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Zara, and to all those who have birthdays at this time. Have a peaceful and blessed week, everyone. See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.